Welcome back, Deep Divers.
Oh, yes.
Today, we're strapping ourselves in for a ride through the mind of Elon Musk.
Ooh.
We've got a treasure trove of his quotes.
Yeah.
And we're going to figure out what makes this guy tick.
Yeah, this will be fun.
Okay, so buckle up, because this first quote throws us right into the thick of it. He says, "I would like to die on Mars, just not on impact."
Oh, yeah, that's classic Elon, right?
He delivers these audacious statements with his unique style. Yeah. But on a serious note, this speaks volumes about his ambition and drive. It's not just about making small improvements here and there. It's about pushing the boundaries of what we think is possible, even if that means, you know, pushing all the way to another planet.
It's like he's playing a video game of life on expert mode.
That's a good way to put it.
While the rest of us are still trying to figure out which button does what.
Exactly. And maybe that's part of what makes him so successful, that relentless drive to go further and faster. This other quote, "If something is important enough, even if the odds are against you, you should still do it." That really captures his attitude, I think.
That's true. But that sounds like it could also be a recipe for disaster. Right?
Well,
I mean, what happens when the odds are not in your favor?
That's where his first principles thinking comes in.
Okay.
It's not just about blindly going after some vision he has.
Right.
He really emphasizes breaking problems down to their fundamental truths, you know, stripping away all the assumptions and rebuilding from there.
So instead of just building a slightly better electric car, he's rethinking the entire concept of transportation from scratch.
Exactly. And that's how he's been able to disrupt so many industries. Take Tesla, for example. He didn't just set out to build a better electric car. He challenged the existing battery technology, which was a major limiting factor for electric vehicles at the time, and really pushed for the development of more efficient and affordable batteries.
So he's not just accepting the limitations that everyone else takes for granted. He's really questioning everything.
Absolutely. And that relentless questioning is a key part of his approach. It's about constantly seeking ways to innovate and improve, which is evident in his companies like SpaceX, where they have a very iterative design process, always testing, learning, and improving their rockets with each launch.
So it's not just about being a risk taker, but being a strategic one.
Right.
But it's not all rockets and Mars, is it?
Right.
The book also highlights his commitment to making a difference here on Earth.
Oh, absolutely. He's deeply passionate about sustainability and tackling climate change. In fact, it's a core driver behind Tesla's mission to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy.
Right, with their electric vehicles and solar solutions.
Mm.
But he's also talked about this idea of democratizing innovation, which sounds fascinating, but also a little vague. What does he actually mean by that?
He believes that the tools and knowledge for innovation shouldn't be limited to a select few, whether that's access to education or technology or resources. It's about empowering more people to become problem solvers and change makers.
So it's about creating a more level playing field for innovation, so to speak.
Exactly. He believes that by empowering more people to contribute their ideas and talents, we can tackle global challenges faster and more effectively.
That's interesting because in a way, that's what he's doing with SpaceX.
Right.
Making space exploration, which always seemed like something only government agencies could do, more accessible.
That's a great point. And it connects back to his belief in pushing boundaries and challenging the status quo. He doesn't just accept things the way they are. He looks for ways to make them better, more accessible, and ultimately more beneficial for humanity.
It's a pretty bold vision. And speaking of vision, let's dive into how he approaches building companies that can actually turn these audacious ideas into reality. One quote that really stood out to me was his analogy of building a company to baking a cake.
Laughs. Yeah. That one always kind of throws me off a little. But
But
once you really think about it, it makes sense, especially coming from someone like Elon, who has a very, you know, systems thinking approach to problem solving.
So what are the key ingredients in Elon's recipe for building a successful company? Fill us in.
Well, just like a cake needs the right balance of ingredients, Elon believes a successful company needs a few key elements. First, a great product or service. That's the foundation.
Makes sense. You can't build a company on a shaky foundation.
Right.
Just like you can't bake a cake without flour.
Exactly. Then you need a strong team. People who are really passionate and talented and aligned with the company's overall vision.
So it's about having the right people in place.
Yeah.
The ones who share that drive and ambition.
Absolutely. And then there's the vision itself. You have to have that clear and compelling picture of what the company wants to achieve. And Elon is known for setting some pretty ambitious goals.
Yeah, like colonizing Mars.
Right.
Or transitioning the world to sustainable energy.
Exactly. Goals that really inspire and motivate the people working with him. But he also emphasizes adaptability.
Right, because even the best plans can go wrong.
Oh, for sure. He's often quoted as saying, "Failure is an option here. If things are not failing, you are not innovating enough."
Yeah.
He sees failure as just an inevitable part of the process.
Yeah, especially when you're trying to do something really groundbreaking.
Yeah.
It's a very different mindset from what most of us are used to.
Yeah.
We're taught to fear failure.
Yeah, you don't want to fail.
Not embrace it.
And that's a big part of what sets him apart, I think. He sees failure as an opportunity to learn and improve.
Okay.
He's constantly iterating and experimenting and refining his approach based on the feedback he gets and the data.
Which brings us back to those feedback loops.
Exactly. It's about constantly asking, how can we do this better? What worked? What didn't? How can we use what we learned to improve? And he's applied this iterative approach to everything, from designing rockets at SpaceX to, you know, manufacturing processes at Tesla.
Like, he's constantly pushing the boundaries.
Yeah. Always going for that next level.
Always striving for improvement.
And that relentless drive for improvement, it's contagious. It inspires the people around him to constantly innovate and come up with new solutions. And he really fosters a culture of collaboration where everyone feels empowered to share their ideas and challenge the status quo.
It's interesting because you often hear about Elon's demanding leadership style.
Right.
That he expects nothing but the best from his employees.
He definitely sets high standards, but he also leads by example. He's famous for his work ethic and his willingness to get his hands dirty. You know what I mean? He's not afraid to work alongside his team, even on the factory floor sometimes, to solve problems and find solutions.
So he's not the typical CEO who sits in an ivory tower.
No, not at all. And that hands-on approach is really inspiring. It shows that he's truly invested in the success of his companies and also in the well-being of his employees.
It's all about shared passion and that common goal.
Yeah, definitely.
We're really seeing a very complete picture of his leadership style emerging here. He's ambitious, he's demanding, but he's also deeply involved and invested in the success of his ventures. And he just seems to have this knack for not just attracting talent, but empowering people to do their best work.
It's that combination of vision and drive and the ability to really inspire others that has made him such a transformative figure.
He's definitely not afraid to challenge conventions or to push the limits of what we think is possible. He even encourages others to do the same.
Absolutely. Remember that quote about expecting the future to be better? That's a call to action for all of us, not just entrepreneurs and innovators. It's about having a mindset of optimism and possibility, believing that we really do have the power to shape a better future.
But how do we even begin to cultivate that kind of forward thinking? Is it something you're born with?
That's the question, isn't it?
Or can it be learned?
And luckily, Elon offers some practical advice on that. He's a big believer in the power of knowledge and always learning new things.
So he's all about that lifelong learning thing.
Constantly trying to learn new things and expand his knowledge. What's the saying? Leaders are readers or something like that.
Exactly. And Elon really takes that to heart. He's a voracious reader, always reading books on all sorts of things, from science and technology to history and philosophy. He even says that science fiction novels got him interested in space exploration in the first place.
That's interesting. That he finds inspiration in so many different areas. It's not like he's limiting himself to just one field.
Not at all. He believes in learning from different disciplines, you know, drawing inspiration and knowledge from a variety of fields.
Okay.
He sees connections where other people might not, and that lets him approach problems in a unique way.
It's like he's connecting the dots between these different fields to create something totally new.
Exactly. It's about having a lot of different interests and always being curious. Elon is always asking questions, challenging assumptions, and looking for new information.
So it's not about being the smartest person in the room.
Right.
It's more about being the most curious, always looking for new ideas.
Exactly. It's about having a mindset of always wanting to learn and grow, trying to understand more about yourself and the world around you.
And maybe that's how he's always ahead of the curve, always pushing the boundaries by constantly learning and adapting.
That's a big part of it, for sure. He's not afraid to go in uncharted territory, you know, to challenge what everyone thinks and to be open to new ideas, even if they sound crazy at first.
It's inspiring, but also kind of intimidating. How can we, with our normal brains and limited time, even try to think like that?
Well, it starts with that same sense of curiosity. Don't be afraid to learn about new things, read a lot, and ask questions. The more you learn, the more connections you'll make, and the more creative you'll become.
So step one is to embrace our inner lifelong learner.
Exactly.
Got it. What else can we learn from how he solves problems and comes up with new ideas?
Well, he really believes in focusing on the fundamentals, breaking down complicated problems into smaller pieces.
He calls it first principles thinking, right?
That's right.
We talked about it a bit earlier, but it's worth another look. How can we actually use that in our everyday lives?
It's about questioning why things are the way they are and not just accepting them. When you're faced with a problem, don't just go with the easiest solution. Ask yourself, why is this even a problem and what are the basic principles here?
So instead of complaining about traffic, we should be asking ourselves why there's so much traffic and what causes it.
Exactly. By getting to the root of the problem, you can start to see new and innovative solutions that other people haven't thought of.
Wow, that's really powerful. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the mind of Elon Musk, what's the main thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
You know, even with all the talk about rockets and going to Mars, the most inspiring thing about Elon Musk is that he really believes in humanity's ability to overcome huge challenges.
He's a real optimist. He believes that we can make the future better.
Exactly. And that's a powerful message for all of us. We might not all be building spaceships or electric cars, but we can all try to make a positive impact.
Yeah, through our work, our interests, or just how we interact with others.
Exactly. It's about having that spirit of innovation, challenging ourselves to think differently, and never giving up on making tomorrow better.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on another Deep Dive. We hope you learned some valuable insights from exploring Elon Musk's approach to life, leadership, and innovation. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep pushing those boundaries.